Chapter 12. Mega Man couldn't believe it. If he fell into the lava, it would mean certain death. Had he come this far to end up as a fried superhero, burnt to a crisp in Heat Man's world? The lava was inches away. Mega Man could feel its heat on his skin. Suddenly, a thought came to him. The jet ski! It was his only chance. Mega Man was wearing a special super-secret backpack designed by Dr. Light to hold all of his weapons and tools. He pushed three buttons on the special backpack control unit on his sleeve. The tiny jet ski unit popped into his hand. Mega Man could feel the lava rushing towards him. He pressed the button to unfold it, and then, not a moment too soon, he was aboard the jet ski. He floated on a cushion of air just inches above the lava river. That was too close for comfort, said Mega Man, wiping his brow. The jet ski zoomed along right above the hot lava. A breeze cooled Mega Man's face as he rode. Surf's up, he yelled happily. Mega Man rode for what seemed like hours. I've just about had it with this heat, said Mega Man. I don't know how much longer I can take it. I've got to find Heat Man and finish him off. Just then the jet ski screeched to a halt. Right in Mega Man's path was a huge, thick brick wall. I've got to keep going, said Mega Man. I can't let this stop me. He activated the crash bomber and hurled it at the wall. Kaboom! The wall was smashed into a million pieces, and Mega Man was on his way again. Just ahead, he saw a giant glowing W. He was almost there. Mega Man blasted through the gates to Heat Man's headquarters. The ferocious super robot awaited him. His secret weapon? Atomic fire. At the ready. Can you take the heat, Mega Man? Heat Man called. Heat Man looked like an ordinary robot, but his steel body was so hot that it glowed. The air around him sizzled, but he never felt the heat, since his protective armor kept him cool. The armor surrounding him, like a huge box with a lid that can snap shut when he pulled his head inside. He looked like a square turtle. Okay, a little aside here. He's meant to look like a lighter. Come on, Book. Mega Man came on strong, jumping high to dodge the blazing fireballs that Heat Man threw. He fired rapidly, blasting away again and again. The atomic fire threw a whole string of fireballs at him. The flaming globes came so fast that they were hard to dodge. Mega Man's eyebrows were singed. His uniform was smoking, but he didn't give up. Blam! Boom! Pow! Finally, it was over. Heat Man was just a pile of ashes. That ought to cool your jets, said Mega Man. He picked up the atomic fire and signaled for Dr. Light. Congratulations, Mega Man, said Dr. Light over the radio. You really kept your cool in there. Heat Man wasn't such hot stuff, said Mega Man, but I'm sure glad to be out of that furnace. Dr. Wily is madder than ever, said Dr. Light. You should have heard him on the news beam this time. He's furious, and he's out to get you. He'll be dealing with me soon enough, as soon as I get through the last two super robot empires, said Mega Man. It won't be long until we're face to face, and personally, I can't wait. I'm going to demolish him. That's the spirit, Mega Man, said Dr. Light. Sounds like you're ready to take on Woodman. Better get equipped. Mega Man checked his weapons as Dr. Light's voice faded out. He felt ready for anything.